everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're getting into something I think a lot of you are going to love. The houseplants that are actually trending for 2026. And spoiler alert, they're way different from what we've been seeing the last few years.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're seeing a real shift away from those Instagram-famous monsteras and those super finicky fiddle-leaf figs. The new wave centers on wellness, connection to nature, and, here's the key, realistic care requirements.
I love that. So what are we talking about here? What plants are taking over?
Well, experts have identified several standouts that are really making waves. We've got the Alocasia Silver Dragon with these stunning metallic gray-green leaves and some really practical options like drought-tolerant Senecios and pet-friendly parlor palms.
Pet-friendly is huge. I mean, how many of us have had to pass on beautiful plants because we've got curious cats or dogs at home?
Exactly. And that's what makes this trend so refreshing. These plants solve real problems. Whether you're juggling a demanding schedule, living with pets, or just tired of watching expensive plants die from complicated care routines.
So beyond the aesthetic appeal, these are genuinely easier to keep alive?
Right. Take prayer plants, for example. They're interactive. They actually fold their leaves upward at night, like praying hands. They're non-toxic, pet-friendly, and they combine that aesthetic appeal with this fascinating emotional connection.
That's wild. I had no idea plants could be that interactive.
Mm-hmm. Really something. And then you've got your ultra-low maintenance options like the Zezid plant and snake plant. These are celebrated for their resilience. Zezid plants can tolerate low light and go weeks without water because they store water in their rhizomes.
Okay, so for someone who maybe doesn't have a green thumb, these would be perfect starter plants?
Definitely, and here's the thing. I actually had a snake plant in my first apartment, and I forgot about it for like 3 weeks while I was traveling. Came back, and it looked exactly the same. No drama, no drooping. They're extremely hardy. They thrive on neglect, though they're highly susceptible to overwatering and root rot.
Ha! That's the kind of plant we all need. The forgiving roommate of the plant world, right?
Exactly. Now, I want to talk about succulents because they seem to be everywhere. But I've heard people struggle with them, too.
Yeah? What's the deal there?
Great question. The counterintuitive truth about succulents is that most failures come from too much care, not too little. They thrive on what I like to call benign neglect. They need infrequent deep watering, like soak the soil until water drains, but only when the soil is completely dry.
So overwatering is the killer?
Absolutely. And here's a mistake a lot of people make. Misting succulents. That actually does more harm than good because it can lead to rot and fungal issues. You want to water directly into the soil, not just the surface.
I see. Go on.
If we're talking soil, because this is critical for succulents, most failures trace back to using standard potting soil instead of porous, sandy mixtures. Regular soil retains too much moisture for these desert-adapted plants, leading to root rot. You want to use specialized succulent soil or create your own mix.
Right. So this means setting up the right foundation from the start. That point about setting up the right foundation sets up our next piece, the simple spring habits that help these plants truly thrive. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're ready to stop guessing with your houseplants and start seeing real results, check out John Nye Ponics. They're a plant-focused brand built to help everyday people care for houseplants in a simple, stress-free way. You'll find beginner-friendly plants, easy-to-use care solutions, and a supportive community where you can ask questions without feeling judged. Learn more at www.johnnyponics.com.
Picking up on that foundation we mentioned, how do you actually make sure your easy care plants thrive, especially as we move into spring?
Spring is the perfect moment to revive struggling plants because they're transitioning from winter dormancy into active growth mode. So we've got five essential hacks. Start regular feeding with balanced fertilizer. Check soil moisture frequently. Clean leaves to boost light absorption. Repot overgrown plants into fresh soil and relocate them to brighter spots as spring sunlight increases.
Makes sense. So this means adjusting with the seasons?
Exactly. Many winter placements become too shady for optimal growth in spring, And here's the kicker. The overarching philosophy for successful houseplant care in 2026 is often doing less, not more. In other words, less fussing often leads to healthier plants. A lot of novice gardeners overwater, overfertilize, or constantly move their plants searching for the perfect spot, when what they really need is consistent, simple maintenance.
That's such a relief to hear. So to everyone listening, have you been overthinking your plant care? Because it sounds like simplicity is the secret.
Totally. And remember, these trending plants for 2026, whether it's the Alocasia Silver Dragon, the Senecios, or the Prayer Plants, they're chosen because they offer stunning visual appeal without the stress. They fit into real homes with real lifestyles.
I love that approach. So if you're looking to add some greenery to your space this year, focus on plants that match your lifestyle. Prioritize hardy options that can handle a bit of neglect. And remember, sometimes less really is more. Thanks so much for breaking this down today.
My pleasure. Happy growing, everyone.